Hey you, welcome to Bloom Baby Bloom, a podcast dedicated to holistic living, learning, and healing from an African-centric perspective. I'm your host, Maina Chenzi, a holistic life coach, multi-passionate creative, and your dedicated digital soul sister. Hey you, welcome to this weekend's podcast. I am speaking to you from France, just outside of Paris, and it's been so nice to have a change of space and pace, but at the same time, as always when we change space and pace, or perhaps it's just me, like I always need a little moment to readjust to creating good routines again and finding ways to do the things I need to do for my well-being, to meet the goals and wishes I have for myself and my life. And I've had a better day today. I came here last Thursday, and today is more than a week and a day. And it's been lovely. I found a place where I like to walk, because I'm gonna be here for the next few days, and so a place that I can know, okay, I feel good working in this area, that area, like for my exercise and my daily walks that are holistically healthy for me and that I really love and something I love doing regardless of where I am. Also, it's a great way to explore spaces that you are in. So that was just a really nice way to set up the day for myself. And then I've been working on my content planning and working with clients, and that has been so nice as well to start up my sessions again. It's really, really something I love to do, and it really energizes me. And it's so interesting because it's literally what it means to do soul work, and I keep repeating this because it's like an affirmation for myself, that feeling of when you do something that is true to your soul and aligned with who you are, how much energy it actually gives you, how much more confidence and grounding it gives you. And as someone who often feels depleted by the things I do, like professionally, whether it's the setting or spaces, I'm always like, oh, it's natural to feel a bit depleted. When I do get to do something I love, and to see that contrast when I finished a session with a client, and just the whole process of holding space for someone and being able to follow their journey and their growth, and it's so beautiful, and it's so in tune with the vision of the person and things I want to add to this world. And I feel always so energized after such a session, which I know, like, for anybody who's a highly sensitive person and introverted, like spending time with people or holding space for people, especially sometimes the conversations can be also heavy, but just knowing that feeling of knowing that you're creating a space and holding space and giving an opportunity for someone to feel lighter by expressing how they feel and what they're struggling through, and giving and sharing tools that could help them move through life in a more gentle and softer way. Like, it's so rewarding. It's a beautiful thing. And so I had that experience today, and now I'm finishing off my day with recording the podcast for this week. And so all of that is just the slow effort to come back to routines and to recenter the things that you love to do and recenter in the purpose that drives you. And it's just always a nice reminder that never be afraid of having to restart, never be afraid of having to relight the fire of your passions and your goals and wishes, to reopen the journal even though you've let it down for a while, to fold out the yoga mat after a few days or weeks or months. I feel like sometimes we are so hard on ourselves for starting and stopping, whereas life is such a big roller coaster that there's so much stuff that can throw us off. And as long as you know what works and you know what you need and you know where to get it, that that's such a beautiful thing. And I've also, of course, realized that I'm actually quite interested in how to keep my routines in the turmoil of things, to keep my routines even when things are a bit off. And I always manage to keep a few, like if I can't do everything, like my meditation, my journaling, my list or noting down of the things I like to do or want to do or have to do, or my walking. I've noticed that I never like entirely stop everything. There's always one healthy thing I keep, but sometimes you can catch yourself where everything needs a bit of a reset. And it's also nice to know that, hey, actually it's just a matter of reinforcing stuff, because those are things I already know I have in my tool bag. And I already know, okay, we've been traveling between places, so eating consistent homemade meals has been a bit off, but I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. But okay, now let's have more vegetables and more fruits and more whole foods incorporated. And then you're like, okay, I know how to make that because I've practiced that. Or you're like, I need more movement, and you know which movements you enjoy, whether it's strength training, yoga, walking, dancing, whatever you have. Like, it's lovely to know and to find grace in the feeling that even when I fall off, I know what I have in my toolbox and I can always pick up where I left off. I'm never lost. I am always quite capable of bouncing back. And it always reminds me of when I was younger and I had tennis training, and that coach, who I'll never remember his name or what else he taught me, but just that one sentence that the most important thing for you to do, regardless where the ball is to come back to center. And even as a kid, like, that just hit me in a way where I was like, for some reason, that thing or that sentence carries something I need to keep with me. And I always reflect on that, like, regardless what happens, know where your center is and how to get back to it. But I've been also thinking about the next phase or challenge in my growth being how to stay in that center as much as possible from a place of consistency, even in moments where I feel like I'm being pulled by a current that is out of my control. For example, when you lose someone or you have to move spaces, those are stuff we can't always control, or the ending of relationships, or the restart of a life with someone, or whatever reason, starting a new job. There's always stuff that comes our way that kind of gets us off our normal everyday routines. And just knowing that it's quite important, like I always say, to practice softness and gracefulness with ourselves, or giving grace to ourselves, and passing through those changes with gracefulness. And coming back to that idea of, okay, so life is going to be that, or can be that, or sometimes is that. And when it comes back to holistic living, how do I holistically maintain my grounding in movements of all those things, you know? Or even, what are my minimum three, you know, that I carry regardless what happens? And it helps to create them around the moments in the day where you feel most energetic, or you feel most free, or have the most space. And for me, because I'm usually an early waker, I usually put those 3 months in the morning. So whether it's I go for my walk, I journal and write down my intentions for the day, I do a little prayer or meditation, or I spend some time working on something I love, you know, just so that every day you touch space with your purpose and things that keep you grounded and keep you whole. And just knowing that it's perfectly fine and alright, as long as you know how to bounce back and where to bounce back and what to start with, it's perfectly, perfectly perfect. Yeah, so that has been happening on my side. And I was also thinking, for this podcast, I wanted to talk about slow, messy, quiet, desperate healing. And it comes back also to what I was talking about in the beginning, about being able to reset and reflect and reposition, in the sense that even on our healing journey, I feel like in a way we are constantly in the pursuit of keeping health or healing things or healing fractures or healing painful experiences or grieving, holding space for that. There are so many ways that life affects us and scars us here and there, and so you are constantly on a journey of repair and sustaining yourself. And even normalizing that idea that healing and well-being is not a destination, it's a practice. And as long as you know how to be present with your pain, with your questions you might have, or with your truth, regardless of how heavy or light it is, with the things that might be on your mind or might be holding most of your energy and time or feel buried or suppressed within you, as long as you know how to hold space for that and how to sit still with that, life is an ongoing check-in process, and it's an ongoing sorting in and out process. Like, you are always growing and therefore always evolving, and since you are always in motion, even your healing is in motion constantly. And there are certain things you might have felt like, okay, I closed the lid on that, I think I've reached a good space in that space of healing. But then something else happens that makes you realize something about that particular area in your life. And then you're able to be like, oh, okay, there was something else. Here I go. Let me try these other tools. Or maybe I haven't been upkeeping my healing in that area, so I'm going to restart that part of my practice so that I can connect to or hold space for that specific issue that might be coming up again. Just that reminder constantly to realize the spiral of growth and existence, and that it's perfectly fine to have a slow and tender and rooted and detailed way of approaching your healing, a holistic way of approaching our healing, and nothing about us or externally can rush that process, because it's unique to each person. And since you're not even healing in a vacuum or in a space where you can just totally be cut off from anything that might affect you otherwise, it's okay that sometimes in wounds that we think are closing up, something might happen that we feel like it's opening it up again. There are also areas in our life where they're like one-time fixes, like we just get it, or the wound wasn't too deep, or the transformation and us grounding in a new truth surrounding that trauma was so profound that we are not drawn back to having to fix or look into that anymore. There are certain things, even in my own life, where I feel like more or less, okay, those doors or those experiences I'm completely good and grounded in and well in, and there is no going back. And then there are others where I constantly feel like, wow, I might need to look into this or hold space for this again, or in a different way, or get more insight or guidance on this particular area. And having the wisdom and grace to understand that this is a continuous process, but also celebrating each time I see something different within me, or I'm able to overcome a roadblock, an emotional or limited way of thinking within myself, by continuing the practice of things that help me feel grounded and whole and healthy and thriving. It's also beautiful to see the evolution of my own healing, and to know that I'm not rushing it, but I'm very determined, whatever might come up for myself, that I'm able and capable of holding space for it. I'm not afraid of any corners of my existence. And this was also something I was talking with another client with, that I was facilitating holistic healing for. The fact that we don't trivialize our own trauma and darkness and shadow self, and to speak so openly and so clearly of the things that bother and that that we've experienced, whether it's trauma or just things that we are ashamed of feeling and that live within us. And being able to radically speak your truth, even about your own shortcomings and your own flaws, even if it's just to yourself in the beginning, not everybody always feels comfortable to share those things with others. But if you are lying to yourself, like, that's like the worst you can do. The least you can do, if you can't be open with others, is be very, very open with yourself and know that I accept and I am safe with myself enough to speak truth about what I notice about myself and the things or areas I want to continue to grow in, and the failures I might have in certain areas or the rooms I have in certain areas of my life to grow and evolve. And that's perfectly fine, because I am a living being and I have come here on earth to experience life fully and to be aware of myself fully without shame and without suppression, and to feel safe and find safe spaces and even create safe spaces for each other and ourselves, particularly to evolve and bloom into the people we are meant to be by feeling safe enough to work through the things that might be in the way of those people, those versions of ourselves that we would like to continue blooming into and making space for. And so basically the theme or the message of this weekend's podcast is that healing is messy. Healing takes time. Healing is a stubborn practice, because it's also something that teaches you to have patience with yourself. And it teaches you to respect your own boundaries and teaches you to respect your own pace as well. Even if you would like it to be a certain way, it does not listen to any of those things. It only responds to the space and gentleness that you apply to it. And with that said, it doesn't mean we don't continue to put an effort, but to see our efforts of well-being as healthy practices that sustain our whole and holistic way of being well, and not just this, I'm gonna do this fix until I feel like that and then I'm not doing that anymore. So if you find methods that help you declutter your mind, chances are then you will have to continue doing those practices, and they're just a good way. It's almost like having a clean body or clean space. You don't clean it once and be like, oh, that was that, now I'm good and I hope it stays like this. But it's a continuous practice if you want to maintain a clean space to live in. And it's kind of similar to our healing and our well-being. If you want to keep it clean and you have want to keep your peace and the space you've created for your existence within yourself, or the thoughts and ideas you want to be grounded in, you have to constantly affirm those through actions and affirmations and practices. And having a good routine that you can stay centered in is quite important for those specific things. And now I speak not only to you guys who listen to the things I share around holistic living and healing, but even as a reminder to myself, because even though I trust how I can get back on track, I think it's always much better, as I've talked about before, to be comfortable having imperfect practices, as long as you keep the slots of those healthy practices alive in your routines. So maybe you get to a point where you don't have a lot of time for your physical workouts or journaling or what have you, whatever practice keeps you whole. And instead of like entirely giving it up, being like, okay, I'm just gonna do a 15 minute just sustaining practice, which means I'm maybe gonna do 5 minutes for a journaling, maybe a 5 minute quick body movement, just to keep that importance and that space in my everyday life, or whatever, every other day depending on the routine I'm doing. And then I'm gonna do 5 minutes of maybe looking into that or working on a project I'm working on. So even in those moments where you feel like you are overwhelmed and there's too much and you feel like you're falling a bit behind or you're uninspired or other life circumstances take over, as in my space, the grieving of my sister and reimagining my life around her absence or having her in my life in a different way as she's transitioned, I can feel like even in those moments it's quite helpful to keep some grounding, even if it's a small amount, because that also helps you not sink too deep into the other side of the wagon, especially in moments like that where you do need your practices even more, even though it feels almost like that's the moment you want to let go. And as I always say, like a few days here and there, it's okay, like life happens. And even if you do fall off, never guilt yourself, because that never gets you anywhere. But just allowing that space, like I'm allowing the space to feel like I don't have time or motivation, but I'm also allowing that even in that space there is a bit of time for the things that sustain me, that I can create a bit of time for something that is going to give me life and inspiration, that I can at least do one thing each time or each day or each week that keeps me feeling like I'm feeding myself and I'm sustaining my well-being in one way or the other. But also allowing, as I say, the messy and quiet periods within our healing or within our approaches to healing, that sometimes you are off, but it doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean that this is it, now your healing is done for good and you're never going to progress. But just, it's okay. And sometimes when you come back to the same area with some distance and perspective, you might find yourself saying, oh wow, I actually feel like I can address this better or differently. Or now that this experience has been a part of my life, I can see that I can understand the past experience much differently. But basically, I think when you're practicing continuous presence with yourself, mindfulness, holistic presence, and awareness on your journey of healing and living a holistic and healthy, thriving life, it's also okay to include those things that just, even if they are imperfect in the way they are included, just that effort of making sure their slots are sacred and knowing that even if I do the bare minimum, at least I keep doing it. Because that will keep that part of my brain and that part of connecting to the practices I know are good for me connected even in those moments. And I will say that this is also particularly quite important because sometimes when we are in those spaces where we feel less motivated to do our practices, it can be that we feel that they require so much from us, either so much space or so much time or just mental space that we don't feel we have. And I was thinking about that, especially because now I'm in a new space and maybe I don't know what would be a good place to put my yoga mat and do some flow exercises and strength training and really feel my body and care for it. Then I'm like, oh, okay, since I don't know where I'm gonna do that and I can't really find my yoga mat because I packed it at the bottom of my suitcase. So then you feel like, oh, okay. But then I was like, okay, but you can go for a walk. You can always walk. There is always a possibility of walking. I have my training shoes on, so I just put them on and I just walk. I listen to my podcast or walk in silence, and that can also give me a moment to do my inner decluttering, either by recording my audio or just freely speaking out everything I feel is in my mind or on my heart and releasing it in that way. So that's like two things with one, like I'm able to do a holistic check-in and well-being and maintenance practice just by from that activity. Or if you feel like, oh, maybe I want to, whatever creative endeavors you have or the maybe you're creating a little business or whatever you might be doing on the side, writing your book, doing a podcast, or creating content, you might feel like, I don't actually have the time it requires for me to do that well. But seriously, you don't know how much just 10 minutes and saying, oh, okay, I'm going to dedicate just the next 20 minutes to it. You know what? I'm just going to open the file and play through. I'm going to write a few things down. Even doing that and having the practice of constantly calling back to the things that matter and that are important to you, how important that is by itself, how that keeps you on path in a good pace, even if sometimes you have to slow down, as long as you're still putting one foot in front of the other. And when you do stand still, okay, you stand still, you take it in, but you still are, okay, here we are. Let's keep putting one foot in front of the other. Let's keep working and walking towards our truth and the things we desire and love and our healing. I think it's also particularly important to mention that because sometimes we appreciate or estimate the power of just those small efforts as well in the bigger picture. And we can be rather all or nothing kind of mindset that either I'm doing it, I'm on track and I'm consistent, I'm doing the big things, or I'm not doing anything at all. At least with my nature, I've realized that that's part of me. And my partner says it's because I have a few Geminis and spaces within me and they can be quite extreme. And it's interesting because my sister was a Gemini and she had that ability as well to be like all or nothing. Like she'd be all in for that. And then she'll do it to the very extreme, be like, now I'm over it. So I can relate to that part in myself sometimes too. But it's a constant reminder that even imperfect efforts are better than no efforts. And sometimes it's the imperfect efforts that will inspire or bring out that need for us. Okay, how can I, now I'm doing it, now I'm actually outside walking. Maybe I plan to just go out for 5 minutes, but actually it's really nice. I'm in motion. I'm enjoying my podcast. Let's do the full whatever time you think is good for your well-being. And so you do that. Like, oh, I've opened my editing software and I'm in there. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to listen or put one video in, And then you're like, okay, you know what? Let me actually just fix the lighting. Let me cut the audio, so just by persuading yourself with those small efforts and making time for the small efforts, then there is more space for you to work and improve those efforts to be more efficient or to be more productive or to be more effective, basically, whichever thing might be your goal. Another thing I'm noticing is when we spend time with others, because I've noticed that that's often also when I fall off my routines the most, is because I'm spending time with others in new spaces, either if my partner is visiting me or I'm visiting them or my sister or I'm going back home. Whenever I put myself in a new environment, I have to adjust to the energies of everybody around me or the person I am hosting or what have you or being hosted by. But it's quite important again to recenter that and to vocalize that hey, I'm gonna need this and this. Maybe in the morning I'm gonna need half an hour or an hour to myself or to the things I do to sustain my well-being or the projects, progress in the projects I love. But then otherwise I'm all yours. We can go sightseeing, we can do whatever might need to be done. And usually, like, I would do that if I had like a long stay with someone, like I would have that in mind. And even now, like, vocalizing that with my partner who I'm visiting and being like, okay, so I'm gonna do this, or I'm not gonna join you right now because I want to finish creating that, or since I have my session I'm also gonna put an hour on each side of that session or those sessions until I have finished something certain particular that I want to finish. So just small stuff like that and vocalizing it to somebody else, and so they know that that's also something important for you and that those moments are sacred for you and that they are how you sustain your well-being. And if they love you, obviously they want you to make time for your well-being. And maybe in some activities they can even join if you're going to do a little workout, body movement, or dancing. Like, that's one thing I love to do with my partner, to dance together, and we also love to walk together. Or meditate together if you want to do that, or cook a good and nutritious meal together, or read an inspiring book that re-centers you into your purpose and things you are aligned with. Just, there's also ways you can share that space with others, but it's quite important that you feel comfortable vocalizing those things as needs that are particular to your well-being, and vocalize and prioritize putting time and space for them even in those moments. So, and I say that because that's something also the next level that I'm learning again with my healing, because I'm so good with my routines and my well-being if I'm just in my space and I know what I'm doing Monday to Friday, and I know more or less the spaces I need to be in to do them, and I have my regular job and everything is like where it's supposed to be, and everybody in my family is well, there's no issues, or, you know, then I'm really good. But I think my next level of well-being and sustainable well-being is to learn also to keep a foot in my practices even when things start shaking a bit, and even use them as a centering piece or a spiritual piece for those moments that, hey, I'm connected, I'm still connected to myself, I'm still connected to my center and things that ground me and matter to me and inspire me. So basically, sis, that's really what I wanted to share in this episode of allowing a slower, holistic, and grounding process in the practices that we do to stay well and keep growing and walk towards our visions of thrive, and to be gentle with ourselves in moments where it gets messy or we fall off track, and trusting that we don't lose the tools that we have gained through the years or through challenging times or joyful times, and we can always easily apply and reset them. But also practicing a way to keep your foot in, even if it's a little bit, in the water of your well-being or in that sea, like just dip it in. You don't have to go full deep each time, but also keeping those spaces sacred, that even if my routine normally takes an hour and a half or 30 minutes, even if I have 15 or 5, as long as I am putting intention in making space for it, that is important. Imperfect efforts are just as important. Then it's easier to transition back when you have more space, more time, more energy, and increase the intervals or the duration of the things you do or the effort you are able to put into them. And that in itself is a way to just keep your little boat moving, and sometimes that's all you need to do. Hope all my metaphors are making sense. Otherwise, as always, I wish you so much joy, light, love, and courage on your journey to blooming and becoming your most grounded, your most favorite, and your most wholesome of being, regardless of how that might look like for you in each moment and each season. If you ever need space facilitated for your healing and well-being, do feel free to check out my website on bloombabybloom.com under holistic sessions, and you are welcome to book a session with me. I enjoy my work so much, and I would be more than happy to hold space for your healing, your decluttering, your reprocessing, resetting, reimagining, whatever you might need when it comes to living a holistic decolonial existence. In the meantime, and until then, please do take care. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed this episode on Bloom Baby Bloom. If you have any questions or comments or just little highs, please feel free to reach out here or on our website at bloombabybloom.com. Otherwise, as always, I send you love, courage, and light to guide you on your path to your truest and most abundant self.
You are so very worthy. See you next time. With love, May.